On Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph, second line on the Daf. Just a quick review of some pertinent information that we need from Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds late lay muktzah, but yet we found with Rabbi Shimon a few times that he does intrinsic purpose on Shabbos, that you can't use it for anything. For example, dirt outside. It doesn't have a what's called Torah Kli, it doesn't have any purpose of a vessel on it, and also it's no intrinsic use. Also fire. We saw fire itself, the only purpose for fire on Shabbos would be something that's absolutely usher. So therefore he also holds that that's usher. We just learned a Chiddush in Rabbi Shimon, and it's called a basis ledava usher. Okay, something like, for example, the whole apparatus of a candle, the with the oil and everything in it, when the flame is in it, since the flame has you can't use on Shabbos at all, whatever is holding the flame up is called the basis ledava usher. So Rabbi Shimon would also agree with something that's a basis ledava usher, something that has been used as a basis for something that's absolutely usher on Shabbos, that would also be called muktzah on Shabbos. Okay, with that we can start. Omer Rabbi Zeiru, Omer Rabbi Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Omer Rabbi Vomnes. Okay? Getting the shalshalas down. Rabbi Vomnes said, Li hate Rabbi Letaltel Machte Biafra. Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, permitted me to move a Machte, Rashi says, you see Rashi on this, Shalavona. In those days, I guess, a fresher incense holder for a room in Rabbeinu HaKodesh's palace. They had what's called a machte. I guess it's some kind of metal contraption that you put levona in, some nice incense, and you burnt it. The afra. So now there's only afra left in it. Rebbe allowed him to move it. Okay, now this is pretty much saying that the machte, I would assume, would be a basis ledava asra. The afer has no purpose for it all on Shabbos, right? You can't use it. If there's no purpose for it at all to use, therefore the whole contraption becomes a basis ledava asur. And yet we see that Rebbe matted it for him to move on Shabbos. Rashi, Amar Bonus Lihat et Rebbe Letaltel Machtes Shal Levona Biafer. It is a incense holder of Levona incense. And this is what we're holding right now in the case. We'll see, it'll change at the end. Biafrim Afra Kama. We're talking about it just has Afra in it. Shiafra Muksar. Afra is Muksar. There's no need for it. Viashmina the Agav Machta, the Ikhatorat Kli. Since the Machta has a Torah Kli on it, Aleatatalim Afra. Now we also saw earlier that if something had a Torah Kli on it, that it has a name of a vessel. For example, we had the kerosene lamp, which has no other purpose really except to burn more kerosene, which you can't do on Shabbos. It's not called muktzah, because it had a Torah Kli on it. Okay, so also over here, this has a Torah Kli, even though it's a basis. L'davar asur, it has a Torah Kli on it, and therefore we thought that's why it's matching, and we're not going to understand why this should make any difference. Once something becomes a basis l'davar asur, it should be also to move. But yet over here we have a case that Rebbe allowed to move. Is there an English word for this? The incense holder? The incense holder on Shabbos.
Sensor.
What's a sensor? Center. Yeah, center?
Center.
Okay. That he allowed over here. So that's the problem. Immediately the Gemara asks on it. Omer Rebbe Zeiru LeRebbe Asi. Mi omer Rebbe Yochanan Hachi. Is it that Rabbi Yochanan said such a thing that you could use Rabbi Yochanan in over here, that he would hold such a thing? Vatanan, we have a mission at the end of the Masechta. No til Adam b'no, ve'evin b'yado. A father on Shabbos can pick up his son even though there's an evin, a rock in the kid's hand. Why? Because he's picking up the kid. The rock happens to be in his hand. That's allowed on Shabbos. Or kakala, a basket, ve'evin b'tocho, and there's a rock in it. And on that Mishnah, it has to be that it's filled with peirot and there's a rock in it. Why? Tama, the 8th bay peri. If it has fruit in it, ha late peri? Lo. Only if there's fruit in it. If there's not fruit in it, not. Meaning, what is Rabbi Yochanan holding over here? Again, we said that a basis l'dava aser is aser. You can't move it. A basis l'dava mutter and l'dava aser is allowed. You're allowed to do it. It doesn't become aser. So, example, Rabbi Yochanan over here is saying the basket that has a rock in it, the rock is intrinsically aser on Shabbos, so the basket holding it up is a basis l'dava aser, and therefore you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. If there's fruit in it, filled with fruit, and a rock with it, then it's mutter. There's a dava mutter and aser. I'll give an example. Shabbos comes in, your table is totally set with all your china on it, and you have on it a tray with your candelabra, okay, on the middle of the table. So the table itself is a basis l'dava mutter, all the china you're allowed to move, and dava aser, and the candles on it. So you're allowed to move the table. But that tray that has the candles on it is a basis l'dava aser. You can't move the candelabra. You can't move the tray that it's on, it's a dava, but the table you can move. The table would not become muksa. If you just had a table that only had a candelabra on it coming into Shabbos, it would be aser. That would be called a basis l'dava aser. Oh, and I'm going to have problems with that. I'm going to have a lot of problems with that. We're going to see in just a minute from this Gemara. Okay, it's a Tzarek, and maybe someone could explain to me what the minhag is, how that's allowed. So we see clearly that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a basis l'dava aser is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos. And yet Rabbi Romanus said Rabbi allowed him to move this makta on Shabbos that's filled with ashes. So the Gemara is going to go through a few tirutzim to answer it. First, ishtomim kisha'achada. When he told this to Rabbi Asi, he didn't have an answer. He was silenced by it. Such a question. You're right, I've been teaching this thing for a while, that Rabbi allowed you to move the makta on Shabbos with the afra. But you're also right, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that a basis l'dava aser, you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. So he was mishtomim, he was taken back for a moment. And now he gave the first of the answers. V'yomer, he answered, V'yomer, I'll give an answer. Why is it that Rebbe allowed this incense mover to be moved on Shabbos? It should be a basis l'dava aser. The Yom HaChinami, the 8-bay kartin. There is a, kartin is a incense, there's leftover incense in it. Oh, the Yom HaChinami, the 8-bay kartin, there's kartin in it, so that would make it a basis l'dava aser and a basis l'dava mutter, because you still have something left over in it. Oh my, Baya. Baya's going to take this on. Kartin Bey Rebbe. Whose house are we talking about? We're talking about Rebbe, the Nasi. He was phenomenally wealthy over here. A few leftover granules of incense is going to make it into a dove and mutter. It has no consequences to him. Abaya, Kartin Bey Rebbe, mi chashivi? Does it have any chashivus? A little leftover incense in Rebbe's house? It's bottle lakarma. He's never going to use it. Vechitema. And if you want to tell me, chazili aniyam. Ah, but poor people will use it. Doesn't go. For Hatanya, what's good for an Ani is for an Ani. What's good for an Ashir is an Ashir. For what's good for an Ani does not make it Chashir for an Ashir. Big Day Aniyim, when we're dealing with Tuma, with the gutting, the clothing of Aniyim will become Tuma for Aniyim. And Big Day Ashirim, I guess something that they would consider Chashir, would become Chashir l'Aniyim. About the Aniyim, l'Ashirim, lo. Something that's chashev for an ani is not considered anything to an ashir. So too over here, just because there's a few leftover granules of incense in the machter would not be a reason why Rebbe would machter it. It does not make it into a basis l'dava mutter to Rebbe. That's only something good for a niyam, but not for Rebbe.
It's not Shabbos.
What?
It's not Shabbos.
Yes.
So what would you use these essence for?
Maybe you can still, they still have a smell to them. Still have a smell to them. Good. Vashi, no till Adam. Kalkala b'Shabbos v'Evin b'Tofa. A person can take the basket on Shabbos when the stone is with it. Halecha prilo. But if there's no fruit in it, you can't do it. Only when the basket's full of fruit. And here Vashi gives the rationale to it. The kli nase basis l'Evin. Why would it be that you can't carry a basket that has an Evin in it? That the kli becomes a basis l'Evin. Fitzfalalo. Since it's carrying the oven, it becomes tuffle to it. Ubotu tor kli diday. It loses its shame kli. It becomes a holder for the rock, and the rock is asa. V'haki nami, also over here. Nasi t'machte basis li'afa. The machte becomes a basis for the afer, for the ashes that are left in it. For Rabbi Yochanan Shmilei, le'al k'dir Rabbi Yehuda Sfirlei, and Rabbi Yochanan holds above like Rabbi Yehuda, that's absolutely asur on Shabbos, and you're not going to tell me this din that came in Rabbi in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Can't be. So, the answer that he gave was the 8 bay kartin. Shinishtorit mina or bina levana. There's some left over from the fire and the incense. Techazi lirech. Oh, it's still fitting to smell. Fiagav levona, because of now this leftover levona, mitaltel the machte im ephra. You're allowed to move the incense holder with the ashes in it. Dumia, the kakalamelia peyot via evin betocha. It's similar to the case where you have a basis, the davar atzer, the davar mutter. A kartin is shalshiri levana. That's the leftover levana. So by as, it's very nice. But we're dealing with the house of Rebbe over here. Bei Rebbe, the nasi v'yasher, havi michashiv. He was such an important, rich person. Is it really important, these little things? And big day in Niyim, shalosh al shalosh, the amount that you need to make a tumah, it's 3 by 3, or shechut and avar, or something thick, havi begadim le'aniyim le'aniyim tumah. Only begadim that's fitting for an ani, for an ani, will become tumah. Big day ashirim, shlosh al shlosha, havi begadim le'ashirim, v'kol shechen le'aniyim. Something that's, I guess, like silk or something for an ani, Rashi would do, but not coarse, nothing. That wouldn't be chashuv to an ashir. So v'kol shechen le'aniyim, if it's chashuv for a rich person, certainly will be for poor people. About big day aniyim le'ashirim, lo havi begad. It's not considered begad kavayim. V'lo mekabli tumah, hachinami bei Rebbe, batli kartin. It's not important over here, this kartini stuff. So what's the answer? We're still left with the problem. Why in the world did Rebbe allow them to move this incense holder? It should be a basis l'davar asur, and you can't move it on Shabbos. Elo me'abaya midi dahavi ekvav shel rei. It has a din of what's called a kvav shel rei. What's a kvav shel rei? It's like a potty. A potty is something in the house that's really disgusting, and they bring them because of covered abrios. You have something disgusting in the house, you're allowed to move it, even though it's muksa. A kid makes on the floor, or something like that. It's muksa, intrinsically muksa, there's no purpose for it on Shabbos, but it has a din of called a gavav shel rei, a potty, and therefore you're allowed to move it. And the Miri brings down a din to anything that's disgusting, and that's megula in your house, you're allowed to move because of the gavav shel rei. And there's a lot of implications to it. I remember someone asking the Rav once, outside, when you walk outside and you see trash on Shabbos, can you pick it up and throw it out? Oh, it smokes, sir. There's no purpose for it on Shabbos. Who gives you the hatchet to go down and pick up the wrappers to throw it out? It's a good question. So the Rav, I'm not going to get into all the implications of what the Rav said, because there's a whole tumult going on. He said, stop it, as it didn't like Gavav Shel Rei. It's something that's meals to you. You walk outside and it bothers you, the trash out there. Just like a potty in the middle of your house. Something disgusting, you could pick it up and throw it out. Good. But that would be the lumdus behind it. The same lumdus over here. Okay. So Elamir Abaya, Midi Dihavi Gavav Shel Rei. He was able to move it because of the Gavav Shel Rei. The incense burner, it's just empty over there. Bothered Rebbe. So it had a din of mius. Omer Abaye said, Rava. Rava says, no way. Shtei tshuva b'dava. I'll give you two answers why that cannot be the reason why Rebbeinu HaKodesh told him to move it. Chara, Gavav Shel Rei is mis. It's disgusting. V'haylo mis. And this is not disgusting. It's not something that's disgusting, a leftover incense burner. V'ol Gavav Shel Rei is migla. It has to be something revealed that you're looking at. V'hay mixing. And this incense burner had a cover to it, because it had perforated holes in it, and it was considered covered over there. Vashi, kavav kli cheres amuchan lakach, it's like a potty. Mikzei, kol machtot michusotein. The incense holders are covered. V'yesh bem nekavim lahotzi yirech, and it's perforated in order for the smoke to come out. So it can't be because of the longness of a kavav shel rei. That's not what it was. So then what was the reason why Rebbe allowed it to be moved? We'll try another reason. Omer Rava, hello Omer Rava, Ki havinan be Rav Nachman. We were younger in the base medrash of Rav Nachman. Havi metaflinan kinuna agav kitma. We were able to move a kinuna, a little portable heater that people would use. That they, you know, something for you had some wood in it or whatever, and you'd light it up wherever you were in order to warm you up. We were allowed to move it agav the kitma, the ashes. Rashi, the kinuna. Clean the chashesh shemavien bo or. It was a copper vessel that you put in it fire lifnei sorim litchamim in front of important people in order for they should be warm. You were allowed to move it agav the katmi. Let's just feed you a bite to first. You're allowed to move it because of the ashes in it. V'yaf agav the ikha leit shivri etzim. And even though there were still wood chips, which were usur, but the ashes we were able to use. Be able to use ashes to cover something up on Shabbos. For example, like someone makes on the floor over there, or someone spit and you need to cover it. We had the first mission, I think, in Beitza, that something that's, it's mukhan, the ashes, something that's Erev Shabbos, you have mukhan, the ashes are fine, you could use it on it. Rashi now. Agav kit, mashayot tzrichim li'afor l'chasot mo'kotzor, that they need, there is a purpose for these ashes. Obviously, we're talking about something that was Erev Shabbos. It's even Rabbi Shimon on Shabbos, ashes that were created on Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon holds of Nolad, at least according to one Shita. So it's Talmud either talking about Erev Shabbos. Leave it at Erev Shabbos. Vim tamar matzad isa yeshkan. So what's the problem over here? Why should there be any reason why not? Hayana Rebusa, there is a Kiddush. Tiafakav ti'icha le'shavri etzim. Even though that there's little pieces of wood left, which are for sure Asr, there's no purpose of them on Shabbos. It becomes a basis, l'dava mutter, the ashes, and l'dava asr, which is the wood chips. V'ha, the Rebbe Ronis Nami, and this is Rebbe Ronis Nami. Ha machte b'yafor dikamar, machte b'shvil afor shayib sorichlo. There was a for in it, the ashes, that you had a need for it. V'daitayu aleya mi'etmo. And his mind was on it from Erev Shabbos. And the chiddush is, even though there's something else in there. It has the din of a basket of fruit and the oven in it. Oh, we have one more question on this. May say, how could you say that? Rabbi Shimon would agree with Rabbi Yehuda, they're equal. Even though Rabbi Shimon says you can move a ner yashan, an old ner, but he agreed if the remaining wick is in it that has no intrinsic purpose to use on Shabbos, it's aser. Remember, you could use the oil. Rabbi Shimon says you could use the oil on Shabbos, but if it has in it a wick, it's aser. We find a case now over here that Rabbi Shimon is holding that a basis l'dava mutter, the oil, v'dava aser, the pasil, the wick on it, you can't move it. It's a basis l'dava aser musa, shiasa l'talto. Amebaya b'galil ashano. Now that case where they were shavin is in the Galil, where they didn't have flax or materials to light, and therefore the wicks were very valuable, much more than the shemen, and therefore that's why yasad it. Because since it was more chashuv, the thing that was aser, it was more chashuv, it was the stuff that was mutter was mevatel. Meaning, let's see Rashi, and then we'll explain it. V'shavin Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon shenachku b'ner yashan. Even though they argued on a ner yashan, they agreed. Rabbi Shimon agreed with them. If there's a wick left in it, that you're not allowed to move it on Shabbos. That's b'gli l'shanu. Shechashivus lahem shivrei pesila. It was very important to them, the leftover wicks. Shein begadim shal pishtu mitzorim lahem. They didn't have wicks there. Hilchak lo batli. It wasn't bottle. The nasa ner basis lehem. The ner became a basis tem. Adkan. That's the end of the sugya of Muxar. What happened at the end over here? Which seems to say, for sure, if something is a basis ledava aser, you can't move it on Shabbos. If it's a basis ledava mutter veheter, you can move it. Unless the dava aser. Unless the Dava Aser is more important than the Dava Mutter, then you can't move it. And that, Mamish, is the Pesach in the Shulchan Aruch. when he brings down this case. He says you can move a basis, ledava, asr, uledava, mortar, something that's a basis for something that's asr and mortar, you're allowed to move it. Kigon, shedava ha mortar, chashuv mitava asr. Only when the dava mortar is more important than the dava chashuv. So this idea, now this is where I have my question. I've been told this halakha also. You have your candelabra on your table on a tray. You can't, the tray itself is a basis, ledava, asr. Your candles on Shabbos. Since the candles on Shabbos are asr, to move, you can't move the tray. So I was told, I'll give you a heta. Take a challah and put the challah on it. So now you have the tray is a basis, ledava, asr, and a double mutter. So you should be able to move the tray off on Shabbos. And that's what I heard. I've actually been told that as an etzah. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, that only when the dava mutter is more chashuv than the dava asr. Over here, a silver candelabra and a piece of challah, I can't imagine the piece of challah being more chashuv. Okay, what's the dava asr over here? Not the silver candlesticks, the flame. The flame isn't worth anything. The flame, the silver candlestick, it's not just the tray is a basis l'dava asr. The candlestick itself is a basis l'dava asr for that flame over there. So you put the bread on it, no problem moving it. Okay. Baruch Hashem. So that's it. That's the end of dava basis l'dava asr. And we just have really one more sugya in mukta going on over here. But now something else. We have in the last, one of the last sugyas in Kira. Okay. Going back onto what we had on Mem Vav Amud Aleph, the menorah that you could take apart and put back together. Right? Remember that case over there? The chuliot putting the menorah back together. So Levi Bar Shmuel, he happened Ashkechino LeRebbe Abba LeRebbe Huna Bar Chiya. He met these two rabbanim. They were at the entrance of the Beis Medrash of Rav Huna. Omer lahu, he asked them, "Ma'u li'aksia mitishel tarsiyim b'shabbos, a portable bed, like a cot or something, portable bed. Are you allowed to put it together on Shabbos? Amulei shapetami, no problem at all. You can put it together on Shabbos. Atiklimit de Rav Yehuda. Now he went before Rav Yehuda. Omer, he and Rabbi Yehuda said, "Harav Shmuel Yamir Tavayo, Hamaksim Mitishel Tarsiyim B'Shabbos Chayiv Chatat." Not this Shabbat Dami. You're going to be over an Issa Deraisa on this. You know, you go to so many Rebbeim, you're bound to get caught up into it. The first one says it's Shabbat Dami. The next, then you're from Rabbi Yehuda that you're Korav, not Korav. You're going to be Chayiv Chatat over here. Rashi, the Tarsiyim. Who are the Tarsiyim? The Tsarfin Nechoshes, metal workers, or a Gardim, or weavers. The Hokimi Iliyir. They had projects to do, so they'd go from city to city, Lemalachtam, for their work. Venosimahem Mitot Shoprakim. And they'd bring these beds that are in pieces, and they'd put them together on Shabbos, whatever. So the first sheet that says it's absolutely Mutter, and the second one's Chayiv Katat. Hu Techiloso, it is a Vigamo. You began it and you finished it. And you made a kli. So what's the problem with making a kli on Shabbos? V'chay mishum makke bepatish. This is the av malacha of makke bepatish. Av l'chol gomri malacha. Anyone that finishes off something, the finishing touches to something, and taking this bed and putting it together, finishing off and making it to a finished usable product on Shabbos, is makke bepatish. V'lo mishum binyan. You're not going to be over binyan building on Shabbos. Why? There ain't binyan b'kelim. You know, it all the binyan became him. So that's Shitas Rashi. This over here is an av malacha of makke b'patish. But the truth is a tremendous sugya in Perek HaBona. Is a milchamas over there, and everybody tumults over there. Is on when are you over or not? The Rav spoke about it a little bit. When are you over? When do we say en binyan b'kelim or not? That comes up over here. They bring, this is one of the cases that come up in the tumult. And people are cholak on Rashi and holds that you are over the issue of binyan. But we'll leave that aside right now. We have this portable bed. Now you should be aware that this gemara over here, even though it's short and seemingly simple, it is laden with modern day shilas. Okay, the shutim all bring this down because we have so many modern inventions today that come into play over here. So keep your your mind open right now and see the applications that come up. One of them is a major, major one that's going to come up from this Gemara that they didn't, a few of them, they didn't have at the time of Chazal. But we're going to learn it out from the principles of this Gemara, tremendous applications. Again, we had this portable bed. So the first sheet that says it's absolutely mutter. And the second sheet that says it's a chayiv chatat, meisvei, on the one that said it's mutter. We're going to have a price that no one seems to be mottering this case over here. Meisvei. Hamachzia kana menorah b'shabbos. If you have a menorah that's in pieces, right? You had a stem and the pieces fit in. Let's say you want to have, according to how many lights you need, it could have like 10 holes in it. And for each one, you put in a new thing according to how big you wanted the menorah. If you put the stem into the main piece on Shabbos, chayv chatat, you'd be over chayv chatat. Kana esaydin. A siding is the people like the painters in those days. They'd have poles in order to get the stones. Poles that you could put another pole attachment into it. Meaning it wasn't fixed. Say they wanted to get up over there. So they had extra poles they put in. Now they want to get into the wall. You can't have this huge 2 meter long pole. So they take the pieces off. So it's the poles over here are meant to be removed and taken in. The menorah thing, you put it in, you leave it there for how long? It's not meant to be taken in and out on a regular basis. But the pole of a painter is meant to be taken in and out on a regular basis. Now we'll make a big nafkamina and halacha, whether something is permanent or something is just temporary, but you're always taking it out and removing it. That case, lo yaksir, don't do it. V'imaksir, part of alatsa. If you did do it, it's midrabana. So something that's permanent, it's a deraisa. Something that doesn't have pertinence, like this or the bed, is just the bed. You keep on taking and taking it back. You assemble and disassemble it. It's at least a midrabanan. Maybe simai, omer keren agula chayev keren pshuta potter. Different types of horns. A round horn, which is more of a professional horn, that I guess their instruments in those days, they put in other pieces into it. Since you put it in very hard, you'd stick it in where it would stick, and it's called mitaki. You really put it in solid, you'd be chayev, a katan. A kerem pshuta, a simple, maybe a kid's horn or something, that you put in the things and it's left in loosely, meaning you don't put it in tight on Shabbos, it's meant to be put in loosely, it's a midrabanan. Oh, that's the brisa. So it's a kasha. Let's see Rashi. Kana menorah, sheyotzi mimeno, that we removed from it a kanim, one of the stems, la nerot, harvey, or you remove the stems for it for many nerot, but not li mimeno, ubishasat sorek maximato. Whenever you need it, you stick it back in. Kana shel sa'idim, hatachin, when you do tiyach on your house, ume levanim, habayit, and pesidu, and you want to whiten your house with lime. Yeshlem kanim shel prakim. They have these long sticks that have many sections to it. Penotin matli tiroshu, and they put a talit, a towel on the top, the paintbrush on the top of it. Veshorim besid, and they soak it in the sit. Umechoy betachet habayit, and they paint the house up. Ukeshut tach milamata, but now what he has to do to the tiach below, he have shono. It's impossible with such a long stick. Ela bekana katsu, only with a short stick. When he has to go higher, he adds another kana on the kana, and he makes it long. So, basically what we have today. Potter. That case would be potter if you added the pieces on Shabbos. Why? She'ein zeh gomo. This is not finishing it off. It's not going to be an av malacha, makav patish. This is not going to stay that way. If something's not going to stay that way, it's meant to undo, it's not going to be a makav patish. Keren Agula, but Keren Peshuta. These two types of horns. Shnei Min Klizemer. They were instruments. Fuwa Sori Nikavim. They have all kinds of holes in it. Kikavra, a flute or something, but yeah, maybe bagpipe, something that you add things to it, like a sieve. Umakis Bem Chalilim, and you put in flutes in them. Umotsim Kolot, and they make noise. Harpe, a lot of it. Keren Agula is a Maisa Umin. These round horns are Karen or Umin, they're professional. Hovitzorikli tkoa bin the kavim bechozik. You need to really put it in hard. Vahavi malacha, that's a malacha. When you put something in to stay there tightly, That's going to be malacha. Ubekeren poshut maknis berevak, but the simple one, you just put it in loosely. The darkened the prakim time, and you're always taking it apart of potter. Ketani miyat, the kani menorah, with the kani menorah, that's the chayiv. The huadin le mitah shel tarsim. You should be chayiv on a mitah shel tarsim. So what did they hold that they allowed it? Mutter? That they said it was mutter to do? You're right. According to that price, sir, we're in a bind. It's usher. Inuhu, those, tiomeki hai tana, they held like this tana. And we need to know this tana. This is a very big heter, this price for today. The tanya, milbono tamita, the bolts of the bed, meaning so the bed won't be just on the ground. I guess the moisture of the ground will ruin it. So you put things in the ground, and now you put your bed in those bolts. Okay? The removable beds to a bed, the movable legs to the bed, the levachim shel sakivas, Rashi is going to say, on your bow and arrow, it's a little piece of wood in order to aim, a viewfinder, something to mikavin your aim on it. These things, lo yaksa, you can't put it on Shabbos. Vimaksa, if you do it, potter, avalasa, you're not allowed to do it because we potter alasa. Velo yitake, and you're not allowed to put it in tightly. The intaka, you put it in tightly, chayiv, chatan. You're going to be over in Isser. Tightening something is going to be over in Isser. Maybe Shimon Gemaliel, there's a beautiful sheet over here. On the im hayu rafoi, if it's in very loosely, potter. Your potter over here. Rashi. Inuhu, Rebbe Abba, Rebbe Huna, Baruch Hiya. They don't like this kind of Kirebi Shimon. He allows as long as it's very loose. Milbona Ramita, Kein Ragal Raglayim Ketani, like little legs, Yeshlahem Beit Kibul, and they have an area to a hole in it. But Machnis Latoko Roshi Kari Amita, and you put the bed legs into it, Shlo Yurakit Parts, in order that the bed legs itself would not be on the ground. A little base piece for it. Levachim shel sakivis, that's an eighth cotton, a small piece of wood. Kimo, come in daf, a little daf. Shetokim bekeshet, you stick it into a arrow. Shekorin al washtin, whatever. Shel of Moshe Kakates, and there you can pull the arrow. Yitake bekozek, you're not allowed, as long as you don't do it hard, put it in hard. Al yedei yetador, with the pegs. Shekorin kvaints. Oh. That's the sugya you have over here. So you know what's the problem with this sugya today? We learned that over here, there's three shitas. You have a shita that usas lichadchila, an isid the rights if you make something very tight. You can have a midrabanan on things that are constantly being taken apart unless you make it very tight. And then you have a shita, if you make something very loose, it's mutter. One question that comes over here, not the big one, is Lego. Lego is a famous question over here. How tight does the Lego get? How yitake is it? Is it called rifoi, something that's very weak, or it's called something that's very tight? So basically this form that I saw, put down the difference is on the big Lego and the small Lego. Okay? Big Lego is very loose. Small Lego gets very tight. Sometimes you got to sit there and pull it apart. But a bigger question that's worked down in the Mephorshim over here is a screw. I don't know the history of a screw. But a screw is a very big problem. Because when you tighten and loosen a screw, what are you doing over here? Is that allowed on Shabbos? All the time, we have so many screws in our life. You know, you pass by your door on Shabbos, and it's a little loose. So as you're passing by, the most normal thing is just to give it a little twist over there. Is that usher? A big problem. Big problem. Glasses over here. You have a whole listing of stendering. Right, let's deal with stendering first. That would be the easiest case. A stender that you twist the screw over here, the boring, right? The Mishnah Berurah brings this down in Shin Yud Gimel Vav. Over here, he answered the famous question of the boring. It's not listed in Shas. What do you do with the screw over here? A screw is made to make something tight. We learn if you make something tight and permanent on Shabbos, it's a derisor. Unbelievable. On the other hand, if something is loose, left loose, Shafi a dummy. So we're dealing with a very fiery situation over here. What is the concept of a screw? Is a screw meaning leaving something loose? Or does a screw make something semi-tight that you have the middle case? It will be an instrument of opponent over here. This is the problem that we have over here. Now, the truth is, it gets even more complicated. We'll just leave it over there. This is just straight out of Mishnah Berurah. The Magen Avraham says that anything that you make tight, chazak, everybody holds it's going to be usher. Okay? Even things that you're opening and closing constantly, if you make it tight, it's going to be usher. Even if you do it lightly. Even if you leave it lightly, you're not allowed to do it, because since you might be over midraisa, right? He's going to hold the rice over here. Even doing things lightly is not. The Taz comes in and says, wait a second. If things are normally done and undone, doing lightly, the most it's like a gizera to a midrabanan. He holds it's allowed to be done. To lightly put something in, just to hold it loosely together on Shabbos, the Taz holds it's allowed to be done. As long as you're not being mitaken. As long as you don't tighten it. Like Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel over here. So we have now the two Gedoli poskim, the Magen Avraham saying you can't do it at all. The Taz says you can do it. So where do you draw the line over here? You should know that the poskim are really having a difficulty with this. Glasses, for example. Your screw fell out. Can't put it in over here. This glass is something that you want permanently done, and even if you put the screw in loosely, we're afraid you might come to tighten it, and you'll be over in this derisa. Therefore, you can't even do a midrash upon it. Or even if the lenses pop out, right? Popping the lens out by putting it in, like snapping it in, you're doing something you want it to be tight in over there, they want to bring down that, you can't do it. But things that are not meant to be, now this is not psak, we're just saying it in Lumbus over here. Things that don't have to be tight, and you could do loose, there seems to be a term for these things. So where it goes, and exactly we need you have to ask a shalom rabba over here, but the screw problem is not a double poshet. And I mentioned to my wife, we have our doors, the little things going on it that's attached to the door, not the instant handle. These things are always loose, so I always turn it over here. We got to be careful. I'm going to have to ask a shalom on these things. Oh, so that might be so like mutter over there.
Things inside the shtender, it's got that silly screw on it that keeps getting loose.
We're going to leave the sugi over here as a shilas rav.
You don't want it to come apart. You don't want it. You can't fix it.
We'll leave it as a shilas rav over here. Lamaisa, it's brought down the short. Tzion says, even though the Taz seems to be right, he says, but the Olam is no way to be machmir like the Magen Avraham. And it seems to be, one should be aware that there's a sugi over here of a screw coming from our case over here.